The leader of the world's largest democracy addressed a joint session of Congress today. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on his fourth U.S. visit, and in his speech, he evoked Martin Luther King and Mahatma Gandhi and celebrated the ties between the two countries.
The pages of our friendship tell a remarkable story. Today, our relationship has overcome the hesitations of history.
Michael Kugelman is Senior Associate for South and Southeast Asia at the Wilson Center. He's with us from Washington. Michael, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what struck you about what Modi said in his speech today in Washington?
Well, what really resonated for me was the very heavy emphasis on shared values like democracy and the many shared interests between the two countries. And this is not new. When other Indian prime ministers have given joint addresses to joint sessions of Congress, they've done the same thing. But the timing was so important now because of the presidential election coming. And I think it was clear that Modi was trying to demonstrate that the relationship between the two countries is sufficiently foolproof that it can deal or manage any sort of major leadership transition in the United States. And I think it's a message that he delivered in a very American way, resorting to humor, tapping into cultural cues in the United States. And I think that was very effective.
That in a way he was speaking more to President Obama's successor than to President Obama.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because there's a lot of concern in India about what could happen to the U.S.-India relationship if there were to be a President Trump. I think that in India, many associate Hillary Clinton with the Obama administration, think there wouldn't be much of a difference in the relationship. But Trump is seen in India as a wild card, as he is in this country.
Well, let's listen to another clip from the speech. This is Prime Minister Modi talking about visiting Arlington National Cemetery earlier this week on the anniversary of D-Day.
I honor their courage and sacrifice for the ideals of freedom and democracy.
How would you describe the relationship right now between the U.S. and India?
Well, it's in a very good place, and it's come a very long way. And not too long ago, some decades ago, and particularly during the Cold War era, the U.S. and India really had a dysfunctional relationship. India was very close to the Soviets, and the U.S. simply didn't get along with India. So they've come a very long way. And I would look at 2014 as a key year for two reasons. One, that's when Modi took office, and Modi has made it very clear that he means business, and he wants to get things right in his relationship with the United States. And also in 2014, you had U.S. troops stop fighting a combat war in Afghanistan. And up to that time, the Obama administration tended to look at the broader South Asia region with a very narrowly defined Afghanistan and Pakistan lens, whereas with the U.S. no longer fighting an active war in Afghanistan, no longer fighting a combat war there, India has come into more focus when it comes to the U.S. strategic lens. And I think a final factor here is that the U.S. has really been intensifying its rebalance to Asia. And Washington envisions a very significant Indian role in that regard, and that it sees India as a key counterbalance to China.
Right. I was going to say that it seems like when you think about India today from the U.S. perspective, that one of the main things that policymakers and politicians are trying to deal with is growing China. So that obviously something people are talking about in Washington. But another thing that I saw that the prime minister brought up today was climate change. Let's listen to another clip from the speech.
To live in harmony with Mother Earth is a part of our ancient belief. Our partnership, therefore, aims to balance responsibilities with capabilities. And it also focuses on new ways to increase the availability and use of renewable energy.
Now, a lot of questions right now about what's going to happen with the Paris Agreement on climate change. But when Modi spoke about dealing with climate change today, Democrats in the chamber rose in applause. Most Republicans stayed in their seats. What about that issue?
Yeah, well, climate change is key for the U.S.-India relationship. I mean, people tend to focus on defense and look at that as the pillar
right.
of the bilateral relationship, which it is. But if you look at the joint statement released by Obama and Modi yesterday, there are five or six long points about climate change and clean energy. And the U.S. has already been helping provide financing for clean energy projects in India, particularly because Modi really seems on board with scaling up wind and solar power. And I think another area where the U.S. can really contribute, and it was highlighted in the joint statement, is by providing clean energy technology, and particularly for solar power. In India, solar costs have come down, or solar power costs have come down, but what India really needs is the technology that it will allow it to store solar power in a big way. And I think that the U.S. can really contribute something there.
And of course, there have always been questions ever since Modi became prime minister about his past as chief minister of Gujarat and his failure to stop the bloody rioting there. Do you think that he has gotten past that just in the few seconds we have?
Well, I mean, certainly it doesn't really get to him when he's outside of India. I mean, if you look at him on the global stage, he's really transformed himself from a pariah to a pop star. It's really something. But he is reminded of these things in India quite often.
That's Michael Kugelman, Senior Associate for South and Southeast Asia at the Wilson Center, as the Indian Prime Minister visits Washington. Michael, thank you.
Thank you.